From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say at least 22 people were killed, 59 wounded in an explosion Monday night outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. British Prime Minister Theresa May confirms this was an act of terrorism.
This was among the worst terrorist incidents we have ever experienced in the United Kingdom. And although it is not the first time Manchester has suffered in this way, it is the worst attack the city has experienced and the worst ever to hit the north of England.
May also said this attack will not change the way of life there.
At terrible moments like these, it is customary for leaders, politicians and others to condemn the perpetrators and declare that the terrorists will not win. But the fact that we have been here before and the fact that we need to say this again does not make it any less true. For as so often while we experienced the worst of humanity in Manchester last night, we also saw the best.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility, and U.S. President Donald Trump expressed his condolences and also said that he will refer to the attackers as
so many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life.
The U.S. military says it killed seven militants from al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during a counterterrorism raid. U.S. Central Command said during the raid Tuesday, U.S. forces used airstrikes and small arms to kill the militants at a compound. The U.S. said the operation was done with Yemeni's government support. U.S. warplanes and drones carried out the airstrikes in March, targeting them in Yemen. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump visited Israel Monday, where he reaffirmed Washington's close ties with Israel, slammed mutual rival Iran, and spoke optimistically about the possibility of peace with the Palestinians. Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to visit Jerusalem's Western Wall, and it's where he left a traditional prayer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made an appearance with Mr. Trump and expressed his gratitude.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East.
Religious police in Indonesia publicly caned two men Tuesday for having consensual gay sex. The men received more than 80 lashes each, inflicted by hooded men inside a mosque inside the city, as hundreds of people watched, many of them recording the scene on mobile phones. The two men were arrested in March after local residents who suspected they were gay broke into their rented room and found them having sex. Homosexuality is not illegal in Indonesia, but in that particular area, the most conservative province in the Muslim-majority country introduced homosexuality laws in 2014. U.S. President Trump proposes to balance the federal budget within 10 years by slashing many social programs. They include those that help the poor, that pay for food and medical care. They're called food stamps and Medicaid. President's budget has to be approved by Congress, so the final form is often quite different from what the chief executive submits. Critics of Mr. Trump's budget include a group called Campaign to Fix the Debt, and they say these popular and expensive programs make up just over half of government spending over the next 10 years. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye is denying all charges against her at the opening of her trial Tuesday in Seoul. Park's appearance was her first in public since she was taken into custody March, just days after she was removed from office by South Korea's top court. She is charged with bribery, abuse of authority, coercion, and leaking government secrets. Park was later joined at the defense table by her longtime friend Choi Soon-sil, whom Park allegedly colluded with to pressure Korean conglomerates to donate more than $69 million to two dubious foundations. The 65-year-old was ousted after she was impeached by South Korea's parliament in December. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.